Okay, I haven't moved very far, so if there's banging in the background, then we'll get there eventually and we'll blame them for everything and ruin every possible thing that we're trying to talk about. So yes, here at Canjam 2011, and I'm standing in a very warm corner, slightly sweltering. It's almost like a villa in the Algarve. Who are you and what are you doing?
I'm Keith, and we're doing encaustic wax art.
Now that sounds interesting. What could that possibly be?
That's melting wax onto irons and putting it onto card to make pictures or patterns.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this for, and why didn't you say, as it's the middle of summer, sorry, I only bring this out near Christmas?
Somebody told me it was going to be raining, so we thought we'd bring a bit of heat, and I've been doing it for about 10, 12 years now.
Right, okay, so what is the method? What do you actually do to do this? Can you use any old iron?
Ha, that's a lot I did there. Oh, I'm here all week. No, you can't use any old iron. You use a low voltage and low heat iron with a flat surface, not a steam iron, because mummies won't like it when you block it up.
Okay, so how do you actually use the wax? Are you applying the wax directly to the iron, or are you applying it to the card, then using the iron to melt it, or how?
You apply the wax to the iron, and then you put it onto the card. You can put more than one colour on the iron if you want. And depends how you move the iron, depends what sort of effect you get.
Okay. And so, have there been any beauties of artistic merit created recently, or are they a bit big piles of donkey dirt?
No, lots of them are quite nice. There have been a few incidents of just a brown mush, but no, most of them are very talented, I've got to say.
Okay, so what is the top tips would you give for this piece of artistic merit? And there is the banging. I missed the banging. I wondered where it got to.
The biggest tip is not to put too much wax on the iron and don't go over it too many times.
Okay, so once you've applied an area, you can't go back on it.
You can alter it. You can go back and change it. If you do it too many times, that's when it goes to a brown mush.
There we go. So top tip there. Thank you very much indeed, Keith. Hope you have a good time. Now I'm going to go pounce on one of the ladies over here who are currently doodling with another type of iron. What are the names of the two types of irons, Keith, by the foot?
This is an iron, and they're called styluses. They're for doing detail or writing with, just like a fountain pen.
All right, so they look like soldering irons, basically.
Yeah, but they have a groove in to take the wax up, and then they write.
Okay, brilliant. So, oh no, they're currently very concentrating immensely. Can I talk to you lovely ladies just for a second? Hello? Hello? Oh, they all look scared. Ah, brilliant. So, who are you and what are you doing?
I'm Megan and I just made a random hat down.
Brilliant. You've got lovely blues and purples and stuff like that. What tips have you picked up? What is really good and what didn't quite work so well? Yours is very, very nice. Hello, in the corner here. Whom are you? Are you Beth?
Yeah.
Thank you for nodding your head there. That's really beautiful on radio. So, what have you done to create this wonderful piece of artwork?
Well, I just like wrapped up the different colours on the iron.
Brilliant. So, which part did you like the best? Was it the iron bit, or was it the drawing with the sticky that I've lost the name of? That was it. The stylus. Sorry, thank you, Keith. Yeah. Which was best for you?
Iron.
And yourself? So which group are you two from? We haven't even talked about Subcamp yet. Oh no, that's a PowerPoint presentation.